If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Hey, Frank. How you doing, Frank? The new year's here. Are you refreshed and ready to go? Got a little zip and vim and vigor? I hope so. We're going to need it. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about life insurance. Oh, please. That's such a dull topic. Well, will life insurance pay on the result of a plague? Thought we'd check it out. What do you think? We got a lot of stuff to talk about, that and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, Big Salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because it grows short. Today's devotional puts us in Romans 5, where it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. That's right. You want a blessed hope? Seek the Lord's face and talk with him daily. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, CDC admits the PCR tests are PC-you-know-what. They are total fraud. That's right. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they finally admitted, hey, those PCR tests that were there to tell people if they had COVID or not, just no good at all. They don't detect the presence of the virus in someone's body. Wow. Well, you know, this is Rochelle Walensky, CDC, you know, spokesperson. She said she told the news network in a recent interview that our new science is showing that the PCR tests do not work and the government is no longer using them. How many people, you know, lost jobs and stuff, couldn't travel overseas? What? No, new science. Yeah, Frank. That's what I thought. So they go on to say, Walensky says, with all of that science together, we have moved forward. Oh, let's move on, right? They have moved forward with isolation recommendations of 5 days, followed by 5 days wearing a mask. Okay. That's their solution to being wrong, right? Oh, what's your Frank is asking, will they pay if someone dies in a medical experiment? Well, that's a good question. We hope to answer some of those questions because I was wondering about stuff like that. So I thought, well, let's just see what we can find. So voila, a show comes out of that. Last but not least in the Quack Report, Frank heads up life insurance company. We're going to talk about a little bit more of this in the next few minutes. Says that claims are up 40% after the COVID vaccines. Death benefit claims are up. So the data is consistent across every player in the life insurance business. So we're going to cover it. We're going to talk a little bit about what they're finding and what that may mean for that industry and for all of us. So we're going to get into it. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, so this is going to be an interesting segment, and especially if you have life insurance out there. I mean, you know, most middle America has some sort of life, maybe even through their employers, they have a little bitty life insurance policy. Do you have, Frank? Do you have life insurance, honey? I don't know, some people don't believe in life insurance. You know, they just don't play that game. They just, you know, they just don't. I know lots of people that don't do medical insurance, life insurance. You know, they have to do liability insurance to drive, but other than that, you don't have any you think it's betting against living. Good point. Yeah, well, Frank doesn't have life insurance. Okay, well, don't bet against yourself there, Frank. Well, let's talk about life insurance here. Is it going to pay out if the result is a plague? Think about this for a second, right? There's certain things they don't pay out on, right? We're going to talk about some of those exclusions here in a minute. But I have often wondered about how the life insurance industry would handle a mass death with regards to a plague. You know, so is COVID considered a plague? What do you think, Frank? If we consider how governments are handling this thing, then, yeah, it would be considered a plague. So recent reports are stating the death claims are up 40%, and the public is being reassured that, you know, if their life insurance policy is in good standing, then they are told there's nothing to be concerned about. Nothing. What do you think about that, Frank? Nothing to be concerned about. Well, Frank's asking, is a plague an act of God? In some cases, it can be, but not always. You know, man can bring on, you know, a plague, you know, bio warfare. What do you think of that? Frank thinks it's a lie where they're telling you, don't be worried about your life insurance policy not paying out. Well, one investigating website covered some of this topic. They were thinking about this. This is Investopedia in September. They said, as long as your life insurance policy is in good standing and the premiums are current, it doesn't really matter how the policyholder dies. So if a person dies as a result of COVID-19, their beneficiaries will, quote, almost certainly receive the policy's death benefit. Exceptions would be travel insurance or some other type of policy with exclusions, end of quote. Well, almost certainly jumps out at me. That phrase, almost certainly, they're saying almost certainly you'd get your death benefit. Let's look at what can happen. What can happen if you don't get your death benefit? Well, what can happen with most benefit plans is it could be held up due to a clerical problem. Also, beneficiaries that may not be have been updated on the policy can hold it up. Also, perhaps loopholes in the insurance company that they may want to exploit. So there's lots of reasons why a claim could be denied, not paid out. And that's why you have lawyers who specialize in this insurance category. That's why they're there, because insurance companies are, Frank, get this, notorious for not paying, right? Yeah, it sounds like a maybe, we'll pay you. And then maybe is usually meant as no, Frank says. Yeah, well, it gives you pause, you know, as to what they are really suggesting. Well, let's look at some of the loopholes. Why don't we look there? According to one life insurance lawyer, their website, they were saying it is the insurance company's best interest to find a loophole to deny or delay your benefit. One lawyer, also specializing in this field, said that most beneficiaries receive a denial of the claim. They get that denial letter, often citing a law to make the letter sound more official and in hopes the recipient drops their pursuit of the claim, you know. And then one tip from a lawyer gave was, should you receive this denial letter, do not delay in seeking help, as a delay in a response can prolong the insurance claim for years. You know, what is that? You know, if you're silent, you're in agreement kind of thing. Something like that. Well, here is a quote from lifeinsurancelawyer.com. If you want to check them out, they say life insurers do have the right to delay or deny a claim, and some of the excuses insurers will use in denying claims are not legitimate, but are an attempt to convince the beneficiary their claim is invalid, end of quote. They're just lying, like you said, Frank. A lie to your face. Well, let's see. What could be included in a denial letter? Well, if you file a life insurance claim with the life insurance company, and let's say you're the beneficiary, and you receive a denial letter, almost likely it's going to include, if it's a denial, quotes from your policy on exclusions, which will be difficult to really understand. We'll use a lot of legal terms and ambiguous definitions, right, Frank? Always the ambiguous stuff. Where you really don't understand exactly what they mean by that. What does that mean? Also, you'll have a list of state statute laws supposedly supporting their denial letter, as well as other information intended to convince the beneficiary that the claim is rightfully denied under the law. And also, they're going to let you and they're going to tell you that the policy maybe has lapsed, possibly due to a premium increase. Yeah, when I was thinking about that, I said, how does that work? Well, if you got auto draft, maybe, right, Frank, and they want to increase the premium, maybe that it can happen that way, where your auto draft is not set to accept anything higher than what was originally quoted. I don't know. So if their premium goes up, you know, how do you not pay that if they let you know? I don't know. It's just ambiguous. Who writes the letters? Who writes the denial letters? Frank, take a guess. Who would be writing the denial letters? Good guess. It's not a computer. So it's not really a form letter that spits out. It's not some secretary. No, not some secretary. The janitor. Nice, Frank. I like that. Close, but no cigar. Attorneys don't write these letters, but really claim examiners that are hired by the insurance company write them. Claim examiners. Clerks, basically. So the devil is always going to be in the details. And so having an experienced life insurance lawyer look over your policy is going to be real important. Now, I'm not a big fan of lawyers. I'm just not. But in this case, you may need one because I think denial letters are going to be coming out heavy and hot as this plague rolls on. So, so there are contract laws, and life insurance policies can fall under those contract laws. So, you know, don't count on a press release from the insurance commissioner saying that your life insurance will pay out even on COVID deaths. Don't count on that. Do not count on that. The policy you have is going to dictate all of that and if and how it is written and the law that applies to it. So, you know, you may want to have an experienced lawyer look over your policy to see. But, Frank, what happens to the claim when the insurance company goes bankrupt? Well, Frank, you're getting ahead of the things here. But good question, though. What are you thinking? Well, you know, you mentioned act of war earlier, I think. So one of the exclusions most life insurance companies have for not paying benefits is act of war. They do not pay out a benefit if it's determined that an act of war caused the death of the insured. You want to keep this in mind. Should it be determined another country released a bioweapon? Right, Frank? Right, Frank? Wouldn't that be act of war? Couldn't it be considered that? I think it could. Now, there's a list of companies. There's a list of companies who deny or delay life insurance claims. Okay? And all of your life insurance companies are going to try to wiggle out. They are. They're going to try to wiggle out of paying the benefit. Now, I would say if your death benefit is just, you know, a small burial plan, you know, back in the 70s, you would see these things advertised on late night TV and people would sign up for these little, what it were called, burial plans that would cover your burial. But back then it was, what, $2,000 to get buried? Those get paid out usually without any kind of objection, a couple $1,000. But, you know, if you've got, you know, $250,000 in a life insurance plan, you can bet there'd be a denial letter coming. So all of your life insurance companies try to wiggle out of paying the death benefits or at the very least delaying it, and they're going to tie you up in a legal knot if they can. So insurance companies have numerous reasons to deny their claim, and that's all at their disposal. And quite honestly, we should expect a denial letter, and we should be prepared for it. So here's a list of the insurance companies that life insurance lawyers say are notorious for denying claims. American General, also known as AIG, Cigna, Liberty Mutual, Lincoln National, New York Life and AARP, Northwestern Mutual, Primerica Life, Prudential, Transamerica, and Unum Life Insurance Company. So there's the list that are, you know, the major players that say, no, and rubber stamp your claim. Now, I want to, before I answer your question, Frank, I want to cover real quickly medical tests. If you'll recall, previous shows, we've mentioned the medical industry technology can influence insurance companies and even your employers. So genetic tests can signal to insurance companies that you would not be a good client for them and would deny you coverage outright when you apply. This was a study at the University of Melbourne in September 2013 that stated insurance companies are discriminating against applicants who have genetic results suggesting the possibility of cancer later in life. Also, applicants for life insurance right now are encountering life insurance companies putting a hold on writing policies or enforcing a wait period if a person has had COVID or was treated for COVID. So, yeah. Now, here's the death claims we were talking about earlier jumping due to COVID. So the life insurance area is a little rattled right now. 40% jump in the death claims. So the problem is quite serious because the deaths are those who were vaccinated. They didn't say unvaccinated. It said those that got vaccinated. So the spike in the death claims have happened after the vaccine was released. and one life insurance company that was established in 1877 in Indianapolis said this, quote, "The death rate is at 40% compared to pre-pandemic levels. These deaths are occurring in working-age people between the ages of 18 and 64. We are seeing the highest death rates seen in the history of this business, and not just at our company. The data is consistent across every player in the business," end of quote. So if you have those of working age dying off, who would be left to insure and pay the premiums, right? There is the possibility that these insurance companies could go bankrupt, like Frank was asking. So if they supposedly have financial reserves in place, blah, 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 I think it's time, you know, as time goes on, you know, your premiums are going to go way up and more claims are going to be denied, and I think the courts are going to be bogged down with lawsuits. That's what I think. Yep. They're not going to hold up their end of the bargain. What'd you say, Frank? But this didn't happen until after the gene therapy experiment started. Yes, you are correct. You are correct. That's what the insurance companies are saying. So if they ever consider it legally, so how much money do the insurance companies have? Can they go influence the legal area and say, you know, this was an experimental? You know, so then anything under experimental in your life insurance policy, you know, well, you're not getting a death benefit. If your insurance policy says if you undertake experimental treatment, you are not covered. It invalidates your policy. Bam. So you got to look at the policy and what it says, because any time at all, they're gonna exploit those loopholes and not pay out. I don't care what the insurance commissioner said in the press, you know. Because you know what? We live in a messed up world right now. This world is so messed up, and, you know, it is the sound-minded. Those are the people that are pushing back and holding their ground, holding the line. So, you know, stand your ground and make sure you have provisions, okay? Don't count on these courts and life insurance companies upholding their end, right? Because they most certainly won't. So don't forget, you get your backup herb medicines as part of your provisions, because you're going to need herbs to bridge that gap, especially if other medicines aren't available. I mean, so if you're on, you know, metabolic support drugs, you know, cardio, diabetic, any of these drugs that supposedly keep you alive and they want you on for the rest of your life, what are you going to do if you can't get that anymore? So now's the time to start thinking. Put your thinking cap on. There is another way. I wouldn't delay on maybe getting a reserve of medicinal herbs in place. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and they have a free catalog, but they specialize in your immune support, metabolic support, and detox products. So they have the way. If you want to explore that. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Website, The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless, and you can take the power back. You just didn't know you could, but you can. So, because God says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. Genesis through Revelation, he encourages us to use these medicinal herbs for health and well-being. So, we don't want to neglect that knowledge, right? So there you go, Frank. Yes, I do believe these companies, to avoid bankruptcy, I think they're going to try to get things changed to possibly say it was an experimental treatment and then not pay out policies legally. Or they'll just claim bankruptcy and you can't get blood from a stone. Right, Frank? There you go. That's my little segue topic on that. Take it for what it's worth. Just, you know, be forewarned, right? Be forewarned. Now, you know, a lot of people have life insurance, and they really don't think about it until, you know, something like this comes up, and they never check their policy. Well, I mean, who does? Look at the thing. You get this packet, and it's just, you know, like I said, legal terms, and you need a lawyer to explain it to you. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Sign up for their free online newsletters and be empowered. We're going to take a little break, but more on the other side. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
We're going to be talking about some drugs taken from plants. Yeah, that's what the drug industry used to do before they made synthetics. So herbs and plants weren't so great. Why'd they do that? Yeah, if it's snake oil, why did they, and still some 2% of prescription drugs are made from a natural plant source. So if it's such a problem, if it's such an misapplication, and there's no scientific evidence to say that they're of any benefit, why do the drug companies use them? There'd be a question, right? All right, so let's look at these drugs from scientists. What they're doing is they're looking for, actually, species of plants, even now as we speak, so they can capture some new chemical out of them and make new drugs out of them. So researchers at the Medical University of Vienna, this is Vienna's Institute of Pharmacology. They were looking for some molecules in plants as a candidate to help them make anti-inflammatory drugs. They were also interested in making new lines of drugs for the neurological area and the autoimmune area as well. But what they want to do with these compounds from plants is control functions, you know, stop inflammation or, you know, improve synapse activity. So they want to control a function rather than help the body heal itself so it can function normally. So a lot of chemicals and nutrients that you find in plants help your body function through enzymes and proteins. And science looks at the chemicals that help lead to more control of these enzymes and proteins. They want to control them. So for this reason, they are really interested in photochemicals, especially in foods like red beets, which tend to have protease inhibitor action in them. And that would inhibit certain enzymes and proteins and offer more control over body functions like inflammation. So, but you got to remember, their thinking is flawed because they want to isolate and make a drug so they can patent it. But when you isolate, you strip that nutrition from other nutrients that the body has to have with it in order to use it properly, safely. So this is why you have side effects with drugs, but not with beets, but maybe from the drug from beets. So pesticides are often found in a lot of your root vegetables, like beetroot, and they seem to inhibit the breakdown of protein hormones in the body, and so it allows for a regulation of neurological brain formations and inflammation. So the research is pointing to simply not just to eat beets to prevent a lot of these conditions and inflammation in the brain. The drug companies want to create an adequate amount of proteins and peptides to manage a disease rather than cure it. Okay, this was in the journal of October 2020, Journal of Natural Products, and here's a quote from the article. They say, we are searching through large databases containing genetic information of plants and even animals to decode new types of peptides and studying the structure. The aim is to test them for pharmacological reasons in developing drugs from these enzymes so we can influence cellular receptors. And this would create prominent drugs in a class called G-protein couple receptor drugs. And these would be for various disease models, they say. So potential drug candidates are chemically synthesized in a slightly modified form for the drug company's requirements. So again, they're going to copycat the enzyme or the protein in a synthetic form which it's not natural anymore, so that they can modify it and deal with its potency as required by the drug company. Now, Christine White, who's a chemistry professor at the University of Illinois, says this. This allows them to take one amino acid structure and convert it into many different structures that represent different functionalities that would lead to different biological and physiological properties and peptides. It also expands the pool of unnatural amino acids that are used by researchers to make new structures. So Professor White also is warning us that, you know, breaking down these structures chemically can have a downside. She goes on to say, having things with defined stereochemistry can be important for drug discoveries because it can be a molecule offering benefit as a physiological property. But at the same time, the same molecule can offer an opposite benefit and a detrimental property. End of quote. Double-edged sword, Frank. Double-edged sword. So they better know what they're doing, or they're going to unleash something they wish they hadn't. So ancient Rome loved beets. They wrote about beets. They used it as an aphrodisiac, a symbol of love, red beets. Their sweet taste of the beetroot was considered, quote, a perfect food in ancient Rome. Now, in the 19th century, Europeans developed the sugar beet, and still being used as a sweetener today for baking. So the beet known as the Beta vulgaris, which is kind of evolved from what experts call an ancient wild sea beet. Okay, so what's the profile of our beets? Well, the beet has a lot of nutritional elements in it. According to nutritionalists, beets have beta-carotene, and it helps stimulate our skin to defy aging. It's also believed that it's also going to have some silicon elements in beetroot that help strengthen the skin to resist aging and wrinkles and sagging and all those things that promote, you know, aging. It also helps with healthy hair, they say. So beets contain magnesium, sodium, potassium, vitamin C, and all of these can help advocate wellness in our bodies, in our body to detoxify, lower cholesterol, prevent cancer cells. So the probability why the beauty industry really likes beets for their skincare products is because of the nutrition in it. All right, so what would be some of the other benefits that you could ascertain by using beets in your diet? Well, the beets can help us internally manage our weight. They have been known to help us manage weight gain. Beets have been declared a slimming food in the industry. One of the highest sugar contents of any vegetable, though, which can be juiced and also added to any citrus or other vegetable juice and sweeten it. But, of course, you know, diabetics need to use, caution there because of the sweet. However, beets are also going to be low in fat and calories and low in carbohydrates, which can help stabilize blood sugar levels in some folks as well. So according to nutritionalist Mark Klinik, he says beets contain a few very important compounds called betaine and methylthiolene, and these compounds support your liver detoxification and prevent an accumulation of toxins and fats from forming in your liver and even the rest of your body. So, you know, if you think fatty liver is a problem, he's saying get you some beets. So how these beets help with your weight management issue? Well, what's more impressive, though, is that the nutrition in your beets help prevent you from feeling tired and sluggish during the day because it provides a lot of folate or vitamin B that helps prevent also mood swings. So it gives your brain some function, clarity, focus, helps you with any mood swings, helps you stay steady. And if you have digestive problems, some soluble fiber from your beets help preserve that good bacteria in the digestive tract. And they say it helps prevent colon cancer and bad LDL cholesterol as well. So, you know, God knows what we need. He created beets, created the human body. He knows what works and what doesn't. It's no mystery to me. So a lot of people will use beets. The powdered beet stuff is big now out in the industry. And they put it in juice and smoothies and all that good stuff. So there's the study out of the UK, though. It was suggesting that beet root juice helps to boost your metabolism and your stamina. This was a study at the University of Exeter at the Peninsula Medical School. And they say beets help you, if you're exercising, it improves your exercise by 16%. You'll be able to exercise 16% longer. And also, it lowers the nitrate and reduces the oxygen uptake to make exercise less tiring. So they did this, I think some Olympic trainers were testing this too, and they said that they were able to cycle longer, run faster and longer. So the new research is actually, you know, a lot in the athletic training field and also in healthcare with the elderly. So there's this high potential with a lot of this research that beets can improve health and those that suffer from cardiovascular or respiratory diseases. So they had this study, though, where they had these men. There was eight of them. They were ages of 19 to 38. They all were given about 500 milligrams of organic beetroot juice every day for six consecutive days during their cycling exercise tests. They were tested after being given also a placebo, and when the group that got the beetroot juice, when they cycled, they had an average of cycling longer, 11.25 minutes longer than, or I'm sorry, 11.25 minutes and 92 seconds longer than the folks that had the placebo. So they, this study did appear in the Journal of Applied Physiology. And it also supports some other studies that they were done doing on beets as well by the London School of Medicine, as well as the American Heart Association. So a lot of studies on beetroot extract and juice, anti-cancer, helps the cardio, helps your blood sugars, a lot of antioxidants, flavonoids, and things like that that can help regenerate your tissues and destroy those things you don't need. Yeah. God gets the credit. He made the beets. So what does all this mean then? Well, a lot of these studies are showing you the secrets of your basic food groups that have huge potential in improving your longevity and your quality of life. A lot of these researchers are kind of scratching their head saying, well, how can we make a drug out of this? Who needs a drug? You got the beets. You know, you got the beets. I have personally known people to take organic beets and juice them, drink the juice, and improve their blood results, whether they're anemic, have leukemia, a diabetic, whatever it is. And it looks like they had a blood transfusion on paper. It will fool the doctor. He will think, what happened here? You had a blood transfusion? No. I just used some beets, which, of course, not going to go over very well. They're not going to believe you whatsoever. So just get ready for that. They're just not going to, they're not going to be accepting that juicing beets and drinking the juice did all that. Well, here's how it works, see. Beets have lots of minerals in them. And they taste kind of metallic-y when you juice them raw. You don't want to cook these beets and juice them. You want to juice them raw. So these minerals go right into your bone marrow, see? And the bone marrow manufactures your blood. Every day you get new blood cells. So this is how it regenerates the blood system in like 24 hours. It's because of the minerals. So if you're 50% depleted in minerals in your produce and you're having to supplement with beets just to get back to normal, pretty much that's what we're facing. See? So when they look at the research on the produce in the 1920s and compare it to today, 50% depleted in your minerals across the board and your vitamins across the board. And it's because people in the agricultural industry, they're huge conglomerates. They don't want to rotate crops. It's just money, 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 bottom line. Let's throw some fertilizers on it. Let's throw weed killer on it. And you get crops that are not really healthy. So people are speculating that, you know, maybe, you know, I should just, you know, try some straight up nutrition and see what happens. Well, according to Professor Andy Jones, author of a study, he says, we are amazed at the effects of beetroot juice on oxygen uptake because these effects cannot be achieved by any other known means, including training. So it's the nitrate that turns into nitric oxide, thereby reducing your oxygen requirement when you're during exercise. So, you know, if you're you know, putting out a lot of, you know, muscle heat and exercise and sweat, and you're training, the beets help you preserve a lot of your energy for what matters. We were just talking about this blood building element of it, and cancer patients benefit from this too. It is totally amazing. And a lot of scientific research that it stops the cancer from progressing, destroys the cancer cells in some cases, depending on the type of cancer. So beetroot juice has the ability to rebuild that blood system. And, you know, blood brings healing. It carries nutrition, takes away, debris, and also transports oxygen. You have to have iron in your blood for the blood to hold on to oxygen delivery. If you're low and anemic in iron, you're not going to have that. A lot of cancer patients don't have that. They just don't have the ability. They can't even walk across the room sometimes because they don't have oxygen delivery. So this is what herbalists know. Modern medicine is kind of trying to tap into some of these natural things lately, and they want to discover some, you know, healing benefits that the herbalists know about, but they want to transform that knowledge somehow into a prescription drug. So it's not going to be the same when you do that. So beetroot juice pretty much is excellent for every organ of the human body. Science is showing us this. So if you need to perk up, say, the gallbladder, the liver, your bowel, your lymphatic system, well, according to science, drink some beetroot juice. You know, that's what their reports are saying in the Associated Journal of Hypertension and in the Journal of Applied Physiology, the American Heart Association Journal of Hypertension. So, I mean, you know, I'm just reporting on what their research is saying. But, of course, I knew from the wellness area of herbal medicine, I already knew this was a benefit. But sometimes people got to hear it from medicine for it to really sink in, you know. And even when doctors read it in a journal, they shake their heads and sometimes don't believe it. So, you know them by their fruits. It's in the proof is in the pudding, isn't it? So beetroot juice, really great if you need to perk up the system. Now, if you're suffering from, let's say, irritable bowel syndrome, or maybe you can't tolerate things like bran and drinking soluble fiber like in your beet juice may be an issue for you, well, you want to strain out all that. You want just the juice. You don't want any solid stuff. So you can even juice the greens with a lot of the chlorophyll. A lot of anti-aging properties in chlorophyll for sure. A lot of antioxidants as well. And vitamin P as in Paul, which strengthens your immune system, also your joint structures and your vascular system. So beet greens contain some natural calcium, iron, potassium, your vitamin A and C, and these are all going to be helpful, especially for the cardiovascular. And the younger the beetroot, the more it's going to contain these nutritional elements. So fresh picked would be best, right? And I would stick with organic because of all this nonsense they put on the conventionally grown stuff. So if you can get the organic, try to do that. Now, if you don't have a juicer, don't fret. I mean, a lot of people don't have juicers. So how am I supposed to juice beets? Now, juicing beets can be, you know, messy. They stain things. And a lot of people don't have juicers, and they just want something easy and fast. Well, I guess the next best thing would be beetroot powder. I don't like capsules and tablets so much, because if it's in a powder form, you can adjust how much you're using to suit yourself a lot easier. Capsules, though, you can open them up and dump them in some liquids, becomes water soluble, can enter the system more quickly. So powders are out there. I don't like the fizzy ones, the ones that kind of fizz up because they're made into these tiny red crystals. Some of that stuff goes through a microwave type of application, and I'm not really crazy about that. So try to get you some old-fashioned beetroot powder, and you can put that in vegetable juice, any kind of juice you'd like, or even just water, and drink it down. Smoothie? Yeah, throw it in a smoothie. Make sure there's no cow's milk in it, though. Do almond or coconut milk, something like that. Frozen fruit's fine, and you can throw some beetroot. Now, I like my beetroot, believe it or not, in lemonade or apple cider. I just like it in there. And by the way, the folks at Apothecary Herbs include beetroot powder. It's really organic beetroot juice powder in their Body Foundation food mix. So let's say you're going to go apply for life insurance. You definitely want some body food mix, because it'll make your blood work look amazing. Because, you know, you have to give blood and a urine specimen in order to apply for life insurance, if you're applying for life insurance. So your blood will look amazing, and you'll get a really high, score, and that means you'll get a lower premium, see. Boy, don't I know how to do it, huh, Frank? So, well, the Lord gets credit. So you want to make what you do have impact, make it count. You want the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, the plant proteins. These are all built the way God made them, in a perfect chemistry, so they all work together so the body can utilize them perfectly and without any toxicity or residues, without any side effects. That's how you do with the plants. So I wouldn't wait on medicine to find a way to tap beetroot and make a drug. I would just get some beetroot, because that's God's perfect chemistry. You can't reinvent that wheel. That wheel is perfect already. So if you're looking for the body food mix, though, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they can send you some of that. That's great. They have several sizes. They have a stand-up food bag in the 1 and 2 week supply if you want to test it, and then they have it in the 16 ounce, which is 1 month, and then the 32 ounce 2 month supply for if you really like it. Most people love it. It's one of their best sellers. The Body Foundation food mix, you can find it at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, and or you can just call to order them at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're on the website, it would be under the Energy Boosters tab. That's where you'll find the body food mix there. And if you're up on the website, sign up for their free newsletters, because they're healthy newsletters that go out each week. So the American Survival goes out the beginning of the week, and then the Health Quest goes out towards the end of the week, and they're absolutely free. So you can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, click on Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up there. You must have email to get these newsletters. They're not delivered by snail mail, so you have to have an email address. And it's so easy to get one if you don't have one. You get a lot of free email addresses out there. Proton Mail is one, and I believe Gmail is free. Yeah, Gmail is free, and some others. So getting an email is not a big deal, but you have to have internet service and a computer. That's what you have to have. So thepowerherbs.com, sign up there at 866-229-3663 to order your Body Foundation food mix. You can order by phone, internet, or mail catalog order form. So if you're kind of old-fashioned out there doing it old school, ask for their catalog, which is free, and you'll have an order form in there, and you can just mail in your payment. So that's perfectly fine as well. ThePowerHerbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Oh, man, I can see by the clock I'm out of time, but I did have a really good New Year's. It was low-key and relaxed, and going to work hard this 2022 with Frank, yes, and we're all going to empower you and speak the Lord's truth. That's what we do. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.